Well, with the unemployment rate at the lowest level in five decades, people who left the workforce years ago are being drawn back in. And over the last 3 years, women have been entering the workforce at a faster rate than men. Why? Well, as part of a week-long series on full employment, NPR's Yuki Noguchi explores some possible explanations.
Something is spurring women of prime working age, people like Gabby Jometty, to go back to work. Before having her second child, Jometty had held various management roles around Silicon Valley. But with two kids, the demands of work became crushing.
I felt like I wasn't a good mother. I was waking up in the middle of the night thinking about my presentation or just work in general.
When her son required regular therapy appointments 4 years ago, Jometty gave up her job. She stayed at home in Santa Clara, but she missed working on team projects, and recent headlines spotlighting the need for women in technology piqued her interest.
I was curious to see, how has corporate America changed? Has it been more flexible?
In March, Jometty started what is known as a returnship, a program to recruit and retrain women like her looking to resume their careers. So far, so good, she says. That new gig managing a team at Cisco Systems gives her time to occasionally pick up her kids from school. For most of the last century, and especially after World War II, working women's ranks grew steadily. Around the year 2000, growth stopped and even started to fall. Now, once again, women are drawn in by a hot job market that's straining to find available workers. Many employers are luring workers by offering family-friendly benefits like flexible hours and paid leave. That's wooing women, who in many families remain the primary caregivers for children and elderly parents. There are other things that are contributing. The growth of industries like healthcare and education that rely heavily on women, for example. Martha Gimbel is research director at the job site Indeed.com, an NPR sponsor. She says women are also making inroads in fields like manufacturing and construction.
While those have historically been male-dominated industries, we've seen women increasingly moving into those industries, which again speaks to the way that in a tight labor market, employers are willing to look at applicants that they might have dismissed in the past.
Employers are also paying more. Gimbel says this is prompting women to find jobs.
The question will be, can wage growth support workers paying for more expensive childcare?
Childcare is, in fact, the key challenge facing working women, more so in the U.S. than in other industrialized countries. The employment gains American women have seen in recent years pale in comparison to countries like Canada and Sweden, where a higher percentage of women work. Claudia Golden is an economics professor at Harvard who studies the subject.
This is a real indication that there's something wrong.
She says women in the U.S. face greater financial headwinds, much of which is tied to their role as default caregivers in many families. Paid time off to care for children and sick family members remains relatively rare. Some cities and states require it, but U.S. law does not, and that makes it harder to keep a job. Also, Golden says, married women with spouses who also work are taxed at a higher rate, making work less lucrative. Finally, and perhaps most significantly, the U.S. does not subsidize childcare the way Canada and Europe do.
Childcare is expensive, and if a woman has a relatively low hourly wage, maybe it makes more sense for her to take care of her own children.
Even if that means earning less later in life. All of this helps explain why women have always had a complicated relationship to work. The choice to work has long been judged and criticized as a subject of culture wars. In the 1980s, it centered on latchkey children, kids with working parents who unlocked their own homes after school and looked after themselves. The Me Too movement reinvigorated the debate about unequal pay. Many employers are now trying to address that. Sonu Ratra, who took a career break, says women like her now have more options. Ratra founded Women Back to Work, a job placement and support program. She says employers are adding retraining and mentorship programs to encourage women to return and are explicitly recruiting female talent.
There has been a cultural shift in the last 2 years. Women are being celebrated more today than ever. You know, you talk about Women's History Month, you talk about Women's March, the Me Too movement.
And that shift isn't just felt by women. When Gabby Jometty decided to go back to work, both she and her husband shifted their schedules.
You know, and then we were like, oh God, like childcare, what are we gonna do about the kids?
Jametti is fortunate. Her mom and a part-time sitter can pick up the kids from school most days. Jametti and her husband alternate on others. Between her daughter's swimming and dancing and her son's baseball practices, it's still a daily logistical challenge.
Practices are at 5:30, so you have to leave work like at 4:30 in order to get them ready to scramble, and then what are you going to do about dinner?
That's a juggle, she says, that hasn't gotten any easier. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.